One, and two, and three, then go.
Somewhere in the reed,
again, and go.
Somewhere in the reed.
Good. Sure that we got the right pitches. It should be easy, right? Because it's all just one. Okay. You did really, really nice on the Somewhere Hidden the Leaves. That's really, really nice. Bass. Too softly. Sing bass. go. Is on the soft.
Too soft.
Again, bass, go. Baritones. Tension in here. I'm kind of here. Leads. Ready and go. No, that's way flat. Whitey's up a little bit there. Can we start somewhere hid? All parts? Ready? All go. Hold the coup. Good, 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 good. Can I hear the upper three voices sing the somewhere hid? Just the upper three. Ready and some. Berries, lead, and tenor. Sing coo, ready, and ooh.
Yeah, I need that pitch a little higher, please, berries.
Do again and go.
Coo.
Add in basses somewhere. Two, some, and go. Somewhere, one, two, tenor lead, and go. Ready and sing.
Cooing.
accent on doves. Cooing da, cooing doves, cooing da, Again, somewhere here,
somewhere here.
Here we go, and sing. Made some noises in there that were very, very nice. Again, somewhere hid. Again, and go.
Somewhere in the leaves, too softly cooing doves fill my heart with delight. Filled with delight.
Good. Now, we've got to fix that little repeat so that all of us are singing the correct pitches within there. To something cooing does fill my heart with delight, fill with delight. That's usually pretty solid basses with the baritones. Just go right down my half steps in there, baritones. Can I hear the too softly bass and baritone? Ready and go. Top two voices, too softly coming down. Excuse me, lead and tenors. And one. Not bad, sing. Let's go at the loo, 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 loo at measure 20. make sure that you know what the right pitches are.
Fill my heart with the light, filled with the light. Yeah.
Gonna hear bass baritones at too softly.
Too
softly, can we go? Turn away and make the voice come down as if it's turning away. Yet, 3, 4, all 1.
Yet, do I turn away?
Any more than to the pitching chime? I know I just told you to do the crescendo. You got the money, though. Okay?
Yeah, you don't.
Okay, yet, do I turn away? 3, 4, and 1.
Yet, do
time. I want to go turn, turn, and then we're back in tempo. But I'm going to have a little bit of a pause before you come in. So here's turn. Ready, go? Much, much better. Thank you for coming in with me, Lees, on that. Okay, so let's have a stand and go from somewhere hidden. 1 and 2 and some. Oh, sorry. Give you a chance to get up. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, some and sing. The yet do I turn away has some real potential in there. Yet do I turn away, turn to shadows that are now. We hold this whole note on darker. Turn to shadows that are. It's not a crescendo, it's just you gotta keep the air fresh. You gotta keep it spinning, okay? No one wants to walk into a stagnant room that's been with no circulation. Okay, so keep it going. Sing yet, do I turn away? 3, 4, 1.
Yet, do I turn away?
baritone somewhere over there. Fix it so that it's not... That was maybe a little overdone, but... Yeah, do I do it all right? Three, four, and a one.
Yes, do I
German, it would be an umlaut.
In my eye, in my eye.
Sing it again. Let's get you that fresh pitch.
Umlaut.
Two, three, and sing. Sing it on an E. Just plain E. Ready? And E.
E.
I don't want you to be Frenchy. E. Okay? But just
E again and sing.
E. Now sing I and go.
E.
And
ah.
Yeah. The third of the chord needs it a little higher.
Ready and sing. One, two, again and go. Just baritones, two baritones, sing.
In my eye,
again and sing. When you come back in on but in measure 31 to know where that is happening. Same two parts, two are ready and go.
Two,
Go make the thunder. Again, and go. And tenor. Make sure that we're not sinking. Not too bad. Two, again, and go. Nope. That bagpipe drone can't have any wavering. Gotta be right there in the pitch and don't let it wobble. Again, and go. Seventh to the chord at the end, Barry. Here we are. In two. Ready? All go. That's all. You know what you're doing. Just gotta get it work. Okay, again. In two. Ready and go. If we don't bot one tier, it works so well. Next week, we have this, right? Yes, we're still here. Okay, I don't know where we are in relation to July 4th. Next week, we're actually going to work on a little bit of where we should be looking and how we should be looking in some different spots. Adding some, I don't know if I would call it headography, but just giving us some focal points so that we can all, it's not going to be like, not going to be like COVID when we did the ASM, but just some areas of focus so that we can start to bring some unification to our interpretation. We're going to start adding a little at a time. Let's go back to N. Can you give us a fresh E flat, I think it is? Thank you. And then the baritone, and the lead, two, in my eye. Ready? Again. Actually be a cheerful thing. Wear a vision. Ready? Again.
Wear a vision to smile.
How many of you have seen the movie? It's a little old now, but The Princess Bride. Okay, yeah. Okay. The grandfather reading at the side of the bed, and he tells this story to his kid, and that's kind of what this little section seems to be. Wear a vision who smiles. You gotta, as if you're reading to a kid. Oh, vision whose smile streams like the rosy dawn. It's great words. One, two, aware and go.
Where, oh, vision whose smile streams like the rosy dawn.
Get on the whole step. I think what's happening is We're like, where are we? Even if trying to be happy, it doesn't work at that tempo.
Vision whose smile screams like the rosy dawn.
We can milk the rosy dawn, but not the stuff before. Two, again, and go.
Where
all vision, you're already behind me. Again, and go.
Where all vision whose smile streams like the rosy dawn. Through the depths of my soul.
Starting to get it. Let's go back to Where O Vision, and here's a thank you.
Where O
Vision. Look at that, we're in two. One, two, again, and go.
Where O Vision whose smile streams like the rosy dawn. Through the depths of my soul,
in there. I would take that any old day. Where is Burns me? Help me out. What's the measure? Thank you. Yeah. That's just a seventh chord. We know how to do those. Okay. Start at two. Sinners, ready and go. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Ready again. Yeah, that's tricky for you. Do that with the basses. Ready and sing. Good. Now have the baritones, no leads. Ready and go. Sing me. Ready and sing.
Me.
Now sing Burns me. Ready and go.
Burns me.
Burns me.
Again and go.
Burns me.
And here, and there's some weird valve thing happening there.
I don't know. I'm going to have to come over here and pinpoint it. But there's a hatchet.
Burns me. Me. Burns me.
Again, all ready and go.
Burns me.
Let's try that again. Ready, just the tenors. Four of you, ready and go.
Burns me.
Ready,
all go. back to the second in my eye, and let's take it there. Thank you. Where's the pitch? Two, ready, and go. Never has worked yet. So, last thing that we're going to fix in this one. How do I do this? Sing. In three, one, two, bass. Forward, that way we don't flat. It buds. With the baritones, it buds. Two, go. Bunch of skips. Bands. Oh, watch my mouth.
Bands me apart. Burns me apart. Bands me apart.
Ready and go.
Bands me apart.
That's under. That's under. That.
Bands me apart. Another volume. Oh no.
Ready? Again.
Burns me
better. Better, 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 better. Good. Can I hear all the parts that we've done that far? It buns. One and a two and go. Sinners. One, two, again. Yeah, there it is. Now listen to this chord. Now, it's got pitches down here that if they're loud, it's going to sound very just muddy. It has to be just lightly floaty. Have that. Effective, but it's hard. I'm not going to mince words. That's going to be hard. It bugs me. One and a two and again. One more time, it burns me. One and a two again.
It burns me. Burns me upon.
instrument centers has to lock in and sound just like it's one voice doing it, okay? Got to really, really match that up. The pawn worked. The pawn upon my cheek was good. So we got, that's the bass, that's the baritone, that's the lead, and then the tenor, it burns, one and a two and again. To get up there and just, it has to float falsetto on tenors, and if it's going to be one that kind of comes in and out, you might have to go fakey-fakey on me, okay? All right. That's pretty good. That's the best we've done the ending in a long time. Let's do a whole run-through of the song. Let's try this. There's no hitography that we have to worry about tonight.
Shines through the fluttering leaves.
step, which is not bad. The part that we have to accomplish, even if we do go down a half step in pitch all together, we still have to sing in tune with one another. And that is the part that is keeping this from working at the moment. Because you sing your part, and I know that that's my part, so I'm just going to sing it. But I'm not singing it in the same key as the bassist, who are just singing their part because that's their part. Which is different than the key that the baritones are singing, because the baritones are singing their part because that's their part. Okay? But none of us are listening and knowing how our voices work in the chord. And if I have to make some micro adjustments here and there so that everything is in tune. When we start like halfway through, or we pick a certain measure and we go, we can make brilliant music. Getting from section to section and staying in the same key as one another is the bugaboo right now. So that's where we'll start doing some work, along with maybe focusing our faces and things a little bit.